Lyon, nice step. Oh, this is a brilliant goal by Jared Lyon. Grabbed it out of the pack, snaffled around the corner on the right, and Brisbane are away.
Now, speaking of good stories in football, Fat, and there are a lot of them, this is one of my favourites, right? This bloke plays 55 games for Adelaide. He then goes to the Gold Coast, puts 37 together up there, and then, for whatever God knows reason, wasn't required at the Gold Coast anymore when they were the worst team in the comp.
He gets the arse from the Gold Coast.
And then goes to Brisbane and has become one of the legitimate A-graders in the whole competition. Forget about the Lions. I'm talking about across the whole comp. Jared Lyons, he is a star, and he joins us now from Brizzy. Welcome, Jared.
Very flattering. Thank you, JB.
It's a ripping story. And when you were going to the back end of your time at the Gold Coast, did you start doubting whether this was actually going to be it, or were you always confident that you'd get taken up somewhere else and be able to produce what you're producing now?
I had a year to go at the Gold Coast, so I sort of knew I was going to be playing. But, yeah, I mean, I had surgery at the end of that year. I left and... Oh, yeah, I wasn't sure. I knew I could play good footy. I just wasn't sure if my body was going to get through that. I blew up my ankle, and but the surgery went really well, and I come out of that as good as new. And, the story sort of wrote itself from there.
Yeah, well, because that's what everyone asks you. How can Jared Lyons, who's one of the best for the Brisbane boys, get the lemonade and sauce from the Gold Coast? But that was it. It was just a bit of bad luck. You're injured and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I probably just wasn't the right fit for where the club was going. There was no hard feelings. I mean, I could have stayed if, like I was very close to staying, but where they were going and what they wanted was, probably didn't have me in it, and that was fine. I mean, I got picked up by Rocket there, and I've had 11 senior coaches in 10 years or something ridiculous. So it is, it's hard to find some consistency amongst it all, but I went there under Rocket, and obviously he went, and then Dewey come in, and every coach wants to make their own list, and I wasn't part of that, and that was fine with me because Bags wanted me up the road, and up we went.
And it's worked out very well so thus far, Jared. Hey, tell us your background, mate. Give us an idea. You played, you're a Melbourne boy. Where'd you grow up, and who'd you play for?
Yeah, I grew up in East Bentley. Played junior footy with St. Peter's Footy Club, and then with Sandy Dragons in the TAC Cup.
Yep.
Old man played a lot of footy at the Sandy Zebras.
He played at Melbourne too, didn't he?
And yeah, he played 27 games at Melbourne. Way back in the 70s. So grew up in Bayside in Melbourne and loved it.
Well, and Jared, as you said, the Sandy Dragons, who are, of course, the footy factory. Forget about
Falcons.
BT and the crap he talks about with the
Geelong Falcons,
Falcons and all these. If you go through, Jared, correct me if I start to say anything incorrect. If you go through the main players who have been drafted from the King boys to McGrath to Taranto to, the Brayshaw boys to Jared Lyon, it has been extraordinary what that club's produced for the AFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's always an ongoing rivalry down in Victoria with that stuff. But, they've got a great program coming through there. And I don't know how big of an area, but there's obviously a lot of footballers in that area, and you compete with the private school kids too. So, they've done really well. I think Juddy was one out of there as well, just to name a few. But, I loved it. It was great down at Trevor Barker and, had fun.
Jim. John Brown, Luke Hodge, Gary Ablett,
spell.
Danger.
Give me a spell. I'm telling you, Fat, do the maths. I keep telling stupid Bristle, but he won't listen because he's compromised like you are.
And then you get to the Lions and your brother's there too. Tell us about Causa or even...
He's Corey. He's out of Sandy as well. It's probably been a bit unlucky, been emergency a few times and just hasn't quite got in there. But he's playing some really good footy in the twos, and hopefully, I mean, there's a few injuries this week, so you never know, he might sneak in. But it's been nice being around family. Been away from Melbourne for so long to come up here and spend a bit of time with him. It's been great.
Stick around, mate. We need to talk about the Lions' massive October coming up.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. JB, Bill, and Brisbane Lions gun midfielder Jared Lyons joins us.
And part of a very good midfield too. We saw, of course, Lachie Neale last night. Jared again put three votes on the board. He's just going to win the Brownlow in a canter.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be pretty hard to stop him. You sort of forget his start to the year, but it was incredible. You couldn't get the ball away from him. So, it's a great accolade for him. But, yeah, I think team-wise, there's probably other things that we're focused on at the moment. But, he's a serious player and he's great to play with.
Hey, the crowd's very good too. Very loud and knowledgeable. They know what's going on up there now.
Yeah, I mean, Queensland footy at the moment, it's unreal. They're kids in the street kicking footies. I've never seen it in my few years being up here. And, yeah, I mean, it's taken over. It's awesome to see. As well as, yeah, the crowd at the Gabba. Like, the Gabba, people joke about it, but it does echo a lot for however many you get in there. Last year when we were having 35,000 in there, you couldn't hear a thing. So it is exciting for Queensland footy.
What about the dew, the dewy conditions and slippery? Does it get really dewy at the Gabba, say, if the grand final, October 24th, Jared, at 6 or 7 p.m., what will the conditions be like?
If it's more early in the year, you get the really slippery, balmy nights that make it hard to play. So, there hasn't been a game played that time of year at the Gabba for a long time. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think it'll be as bad as people are envisaging, but early in the year and your sort of February, Marches is when it gets really bad. So I think we should be okay.
Tell us a bit about Fags, please, because we speak to him a lot and he's always got a smile on his face. He's great to interview. He's relaxed. But then we every now and then just sneak a camera into the halftime huddle and Jared, he can pin his ears back.
Yeah, I think... Mitch Robertson calls him Dad, which is it's pretty spot on. He's very much a father figure. He doesn't like yelling, but yeah, you're right. When he does, it catches a few boys off guard, and he does not give you a warning when it comes either. So, I think that's the best part about it. Like, he doesn't give a lot of spray, so when he does, they certainly sit and sink in. But he's been unreal for the club, and for my footy in particular. I've loved playing under him.
Oh, yeah. And Harris Andrews, of course, just signing with the club for a long time. That's exactly what you wanted to hear.
Does he get excited at all?
Well, Harris or Fags?
Harris. He doesn't seem to get too excited about things.
He is the oldest 24-year-old you'll ever meet. He does everything by the book. He's a student of the game, and he does get excited. You just don't see it on the field. Off field, he's very much can be a little kid at times, but he's a very professional player. And I think it was a bit of a Harris Andrews week this week, but he deserves it. He's been so consistent for the last probably 4 or 5 years. So it's nice to lock him in for a long term.
Now, Bill. We like to just explore our friends do off the field. And we also like to nominate, and we're pretty open about it, when players are doing far too well for themselves.
Exactly, Jim.
And I think our man here, Jared Lyons, fits into that category very comfortably. Now, Savannah, where did we stumble across this magnificent lady, please?
Across my journey, three clubs. this is Adelaide. Yeah, she's from Adelaide. We met in my first couple of years there, and yeah, she's managed to stick on ever since, which is not like me to hang around somewhere too long. But,
she in the cheer squad?
No, she's the Wags up here aren't as high profile, so they just sort of got their own little group here, and she's been awesome, sort of travelling around and from Adelaide to the Gold Coast now up to Brisbane. So we're doing very well.
And you've got a son, Sebastian, and I tell you what, you'd be missing your dog. Oh, no, you'd have your dog at home, of course. You're not in the hub, but I think your dog's name, I bumped into you there that time, Harvey. Oh!
Yes, we're big dog people. He's right up there with Sebastian. He gets many privileges at home, but it's been exciting for the last couple of years. Seb's sort of one and just turned one a couple of weeks ago. I didn't get to go to his first birthday, which was the sacrifices we're making at the moment.
You couldn't go to his first birthday.
No, well, we couldn't. You can't have anyone at the house, and you can't go to the park. So he had to go to the park with a couple of friends, and couldn't go. We're doing it. We got it a little bit easier than some of the guys that are in the hubs away from family. So I think still pretty lucky to be at home, especially with what you guys are dealing with in Victoria. So
yeah, that's right.
It's been we're pretty lucky and we're enjoying playing.
Have you guys hubbed? We spoke to Rory Sloan the other day, and Adelaide have hubbed, I think, for only 2 weeks. What about you guys?
Yeah, we did. We did Sydney for a couple of weeks. We hubbed down on in Manly on the water there, so it wasn't too bad. But it is tough being away from home, and we were only 2 weeks. So I feel for the guys that have been up here for almost 15 weeks now. So.
Well, mate, you have to travel every second week in a normal season, so take it when it lands in your lap, I say.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I think I mentioned that a couple of months ago and I copped a bit of stick for it. But, we're sort of on the other end of it now, and it is quite nice.
Hey, mate, good luck. Can't wait for, of course, out in straight sets, but lost no fans last year in the finals. Bill,
like
a couple of real tight ones. They play a good brand of footy, and look out come October for the Brisbane Lions. Jared, well done with everything, mate. You're flying.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Done your Lionsy.